Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Back here on the second guest show, Mike Dettelia along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert, live from the Silver Slipper Casino, beachside in Hancock County, Mississippi. On our Oakland Heart Jewelers talking text line, the wide receiver from LSU, one of the standout players in college football, Kayshawn Boutte. Kayshawn, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon.
Yes, sir.
Kayshawn, great to have you on with us. I know isn't quite done, but you've got a name, image, likeness deal done with Matchpoint. And so congratulations on that. And your feelings on the whole deal about the name, image, likeness situation. I know it's not complete yet with Matchpoint, but I think you guys are super close to it. On that fact of how college football has changed in that particular point.
I like, show me the damn money. Show me the money.
Now, that's Bobby's comment, but yeah, go ahead, Kayshawn.
Yeah, show me the money. Well, when you look at it right now, where are you at as far as your rehab and your health going forward? What is your off-season regimen as far as the training? But from a health perspective, where are you at right now?
I'd say I'm about 2 or 3 weeks away from 100%. Just say working every day to get that up.
So, Kayshawn, you think you'll be ready for spring?
Yes, sir.
All right. That's great news.
So, what is your relationship? Because it's all about relationships, high school, college, professional, football, with Miles Brennan. I know y'all have taken reps, and now Miles is back in the fold. So what's your relationship with him and just the quarterback position in general? But particularly because Miles Brennan, all the skins might be limited, but the experience, going into next season, what is your relationship with Miles Brennan?
I say Miles Brennan, a great quarterback, great guy, not too many like him. And I could say he a great guy on and off the field. He handles his business and take care of everything like he's supposed to.
Kayshawn, one of the differences that, we saw it with Garrett Nussmeier when he got in there. Man, he's a gunslinger. He's not the big, tall quarterback, but, boy, that ball comes out a whole bunch of different ways. And your thoughts with Garrett, I know he was there just as a freshman, but he didn't act like a freshman. Man, he acted like he belonged. Now, again, he needs a little bit of seasoning and playing in that game, but your thoughts on Garrett?
Garrett, a young quarterback, I mean, he's great. He's still got years to progress. And I'd say about next year or in 2 years, he'll be one of the next great quarterbacks over here.
Now, what is your relationship? Obviously, things happen fast, but with Coach Kelly, I mean, you always want to have a good first impression when you shake a man's hand or when you're talking to him face-to-face. But what is your relationship right now with Coach Kelly and the interaction that you've had with him?
I mean, me and Coach Kelly only talk like once or twice, but I plan on getting to know him more and see what his game style is.
Kayshawn, one of the things, the bowl game was what it was, but, man, a guy, my cousin, Tim Dettelia, coached at Lutcher High School, and then Dwayne Jenkins coached him afterwards, won a state championship for Lutcher. John Trey got to play the quarterback position again. It's kind of, you know, you got to do what you got to do. But, man, your thoughts with John Trey, because I always tease him, man. He's like a 10-year veteran in college football. He's been there a little while. But, man, your thoughts in watching him play. And, you know, he struggled a little bit early on. But, man, he made a couple of really nice throws, too. And he was put in a bad spot. But, man, John Trey is one hell of an athlete.
Oh, I'll say that John Trey is a great dude. I mean, he didn't have to, but he got a good heart, and he wanted to step up so the team could play, so he could play his last game as an LSU Tiger. I think he really showed the LSU standard performance. I mean, his next man up. And I mean, he stepped up and kind of did that role, even though he's not a quarterback, so a lot of respect to him.
Now, how do you view here? Because obviously you go to high school, college, and the ultimate goal, if you have that ability like you, that you want to play in the National Football League. Just talk about maybe do you interact or do you just watch from a distance? Like the NFL early careers are like Ja'Marr Chase and Justin Jefferson. They former LSU Tigers, and they're amongst the best of the best.
And you think about Jarvis Landry and OBJ.
Have you interacted with them, or how does that wide receiver, because we always say DBU, how about wide receiver you at LSU? I mean, considering his success in the NFL with those guys.
I mean, if you ask me, LSU really wide receiver you? I mean, looking at Ja'Marr and Justin, I kind of looked up to them and I was coming into college. I just want to say that the things they're doing in the league now is only going to get better. And a lot of respect for those guys because they work their ass off every day. And the hard work paying off.
One of the guys, you saw the freshman receivers last year. Man, that was a really good group of guys that came in. Now they got a little bit of experience under their belt. I'm interested in how they were going to be in year two. Because you entered that. You went from freshman to sophomore. And where do you think the biggest growth for those young wideouts who got to play in spurts last year and got to play quite a bit? Where do you think you'll see the biggest growth in people like Besh or Malik Nabers or Hilton, where they can kind of make a lot of progress in going up against the top defensive backs, and they go up against in practice when you think about Derek Stingley Jr. having to go up against Elias Ricks. Man, you know, Cordell Flott, those guys are going to play in the NFL.
I feel like the most growth you will see is experience. Like, as you get older, you kind of learn. I feel like a freshman year for them was kind of a good experience, or like a welcome to SEC ball. I mean, it's not easy, though. So I would say the biggest thing for them is experience.
Hey, Sean, thanks so much for joining us. I know you had some other stuff to do today, but, man, listen, we appreciate your time. Wishing the best of health for you. And, man, listen, you're one of the best I've ever seen as a freshman at wide receiver at LSU. And I know you're going to have a big season in 2022.
Well, you heard what he said. As of late, no, I don't know about DBU, about wide receiver you. I mean, look at the production from LSU to the NFL. Come on, Mike.
There's a lot of them.
Man, Honey Badger and Patrick Peterson, that's been a while. It's more wide receiver you as of late.
Thank you, Kayshawn. We appreciate it.
All right, thanks.
Yes, sir.
All righty, thanks so much. Kayshawn Boutte, wide receiver at LSU. We'll be back with more Second Guess right after this break here on the Big 870.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.